This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Sam Ferris.
And I'm Lucy Watkin. It's Thursday, the 23rd of June.
In your sport today, the BBL unveils its brand new draft. Jordan Degoe to take personal leave for the Pies. A freak accident stops an Aussie swimmer. And when stealing a base goes a little bit wrong. This is your sport today. Let's kick off today's show with a bit of cricket news. After years of trying, the Big Bash League announced yesterday there will be an overseas player draft this year to get the big guns of world cricket down under next summer. Luce, tell us how it all works.
So in a nutshell, overseas players nominate to enter the draft and at what pay level. There are four levels: platinum, gold, silver and bronze. Platinum players go first and they are players Cricket Australia deems big enough to help fund their salaries, so they get a little bit more coin to come play. Teams that have existing players in the draft have a retention pick to get one player back, and the teams must draft at least two and at most three players. Bronze players are set to get at least six-figure salaries, and gold players three times that. Unsold players can then be signed by the clubs at a later date.
Yeah, and only players who have nominated for the draft can be signed later. So anyone who wants to play in the BBL has to be in the draft. The big question is, why have a draft in the first place, Luce?
It's an important question which has a few answers. The first is to get the best players in the world to come play, even if it is for a short period, if they have national commitments over the summer. One of the barriers getting the best players has been the pay, so that's going to go up this year as well. Another reason is to give the BBL a shot in the arm after a few years of declining TV viewership. One of the reasons why the TV numbers have dropped has been a lack of big names, which has always been a challenge for the BBL, given the best Aussie players are off playing in the national team and other countries are also playing as well, so their players aren't always available.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge for Cricket Australia, especially given all the lucrative T20 competitions that are popping up all over the world. A draft order and start date haven't been decided just yet, but I've put a full explainer in the episode notes. We're heading over to Budapest now, where the FINA World Swimming Championships are taking place. Australia picked up another silver in the women's 4x200m freestyle relay this morning. But the big story is Shayna Jack. She's going to miss the rest of the games with a broken hand.
Yeah, Jack has called this a freak accident. She slipped over and landed heavily on her hand by the warm-up pool preparing for the women's 100-meter freestyle event. She went to the hospital where x-rays confirmed a fracture in her hand, which will require surgery back home in Australia. She says she's still aiming to get to the Commonwealth Games, which start next month in the UK. So she says you'll see her back in the pool doing a kick session soon. This is obviously a blow for Jack, who was competing in her first global event after a two-year doping ban. With no Jack, it was up to Molly O'Callaghan to fly the flag for the Aussies in the 100 free, and she didn't disappoint. She qualified fastest for tomorrow morning's final.
Yeah, that final is on at around 2 a.m., so I might just check the highlights when I wake up tomorrow morning. Look, here are two names you're going to hear a lot in swimming over the next decade. Write these down. Canadian Summer McIntosh won the women's 200-meter butterfly at just 15 years old overnight, and 17-year-old Romanian David Popovich is the 100 and 200-meter freestyle champion. These young swimmers putting on a show in Budapest. Yesterday, we spoke about Collingwood sanctioning star player Jordan Degoe for his crude behaviour towards women while he was in Bali a few weeks ago. He was fined but not suspended, but Luce, he's now taking some time away from the game.
Yeah, Degoe has been granted personal leave by the Magpies, and at this stage, there's not a set date for him to return. Collingwood said in a statement that Degoe hasn't been at Pies training this week and will miss their game against the Giants on Sunday at the MCG, where a win would see the Pies move into the top eight. Collingwood handed Degoe a $25,000 suspended fine for his actions, which have had a knock-on effect right up to the major club sponsor Emirates. A spokesperson says the airline is now in talks with the Pies over how they handled the situation.
Yeah, we could hear more on that in the coming days. That Pies-Giants match starts at 3:20 p.m. this Sunday. The next Formula One race isn't for a couple of weeks, but by the end of the month, we might see not one, but two Australians driving around the track at the same time. Luce, sounds like it's Oscar Piastri's time to shine.
Well, reports say Piastri will drive for Alpine in their first practice session at the French Grand Prix in about a month's time. Piastri is a rookie driver for the Alpine team, and F1's rules state that all rookies must have at least two practice sessions each season. With some big updates expected in the Alpine car at the next GP at Silverstone and limited practice at the following race in Austria, it looks like France will be the place for Piastri's first outing at the ripe old age of 21. It's massive for him because he's already been linked to the Williams team next year, so this will be a chance to show what he's got.
Yeah, this is a major opportunity for Piastri. And as you said, Luce, we've still got to wait a month to see him in action and two more Sundays until the next race. That's the British Grand Prix at Silverstone. Today's trivia question brought to you by Sportsmate Mobile. How many Aussies have won the British GP? Help us out, Luce.
Well, you can count them on one hand.
So not too many. All right, find out the answer at the end of the show. Let's talk some domestic football now because one of the best players in the A-League men's competition is on the move. Milos Nikovic won't be at Sydney FC next season. And Luce, there are reports he might sign with their biggest rival.
Well, rivalries don't get much bigger than Sydney FC and the Western Sydney Wanderers. And if reports are on the money, then that's where Ninkovic will end up next season. That would be a big get for the Wanderers because they finished 10th this season and missed the finals. Ninkovic has been one of the best players in the comp during his seven seasons with Sydney FC. He's an attacking midfielder who won three comps and won the Johnny Warren medal twice as the league's best player.
Yep, he's a star of the A-League men's comp, and Sydney FC did offer him a new deal that included a role in player and game development once he retired, but Nikovic knocked it back. We'll let you know where he ends up signing. We're now heading to the States where a six-year-old kid named Oliver has become an internet sensation. Oliver took a promotional game a bit too literally at the baseball in Houston, and Luce, the whole thing has gone viral.
This is one of those reminders of that saying, kids do the darndest things or say the darndest things. This happened before the seventh inning at Minute Maid Park in Houston. The Astros play a game where kids are invited onto the field to steal fake bases. If they do it quickly enough, they get a prize. Well, Oliver kind of missed the memo. He ran onto the field and tried to literally steal second base, but it was too heavy for him. A couple of Astros play along and pretended to struggle with the base before they pointed Oliver in the right direction to where the game was set up. He got his base in the end and plenty of high fives from the crowd.
Yeah, he absolutely loved it until he was quickly moved on because the team's ready to play again. I'll pop the link to the video in the episode notes. Time for Catch This, the stuff that caught our eye. What's coming up and loose? It's time for another women's golf major.
We got another golf major starting tonight. It's the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. There's seven Aussies in the field, headlined by US Open champion Minji Lee. Watch this one on Foxtel and KO.
Yeah, fingers crossed one of the Aussies and maybe Minji Lee can go back to back. As for today's trivia question brought to you by Sportsmate Mobile, how many Australians have won the British F1 Grand Prix? Luce, how many?
Well, you can count them on one hand. And three Aussies have won.
Three Aussies, that's right. Jack Brabham, Alan Jones, and Mark Webber twice in 2010 and 2012. All right, that is us done for today. Just a reminder that Sport Today is hiring. We're looking for an enthusiastic podcaster, somebody who loves all things sports and sports news. So if you're keen or you know someone who might be, drop us a line at sporttoday@thesquiz.com.au. And don't forget, we've got our own newsletter, the Sport Today newsletter. It's got all the things you hear in the podcast, plus plenty more. I'll put a link to subscribe in the episode notes. All right, thanks for tuning in. Luce and I will be back with you tomorrow. We'll catch you then.